Hello.
Hi, thanks for calling Keto Slim. Can I have your zip code, please? I mean, your email address, please?
It's Shup. Let me spell it for you. SHUPPFAITH1 at gmail.com.
You said SHOUPP,
P.
two P's, and then Faith, FAITH, number 1 at gmail.com.
Yes, you don't use the number sign though, just the one.
Yes. All
And
right.
I like to cancel my subscription.
Okay. All right. So hold on a minute. Let me see. Can I find it first?
Okay. They took $24 out of my account, but I've never received anything from Keto or anything through the mail.
No, it'll be on the computer. It's a meal plan that's set for you.
Yeah.
You would have got an email from them. That's why I don't understand it. Things that they're setting you all up on, why they don't let you know about the email you're supposed to get
No, I
to
hadn't got
start.
one though. Yeah, I hadn't got one that I remember.
Okay.
It's just like, I subscribed to it on my computer, but I just never heard from anything else. Just, took $24 out of my banking account this time. I thought it was just, $9 or $10 a month or something. Five or six or something a month. I didn't know it was $24. I can't afford that.
So it doesn't tell you how much the cost is for you sign up?
No, I mean, no. It gave me certain priorities. I think I remember it wasn't anything near $24 when I signed up because I couldn't, I'm a widow. And I only have Social Security coming in, and I can't afford $24 a month. If you can tell me what your computer says.
Did you sign up with another email? This is the only email you signed up with.
No, it's the only one I have.
Okay, because I'm still unable to find the
Oh,
account right now.
that's strange. Well, they got my bank account because they took it out of my checking account. Well, that's strange.
Yeah, it is. It's not letting me find a account on you.
Well, how about my phone number?
Hold on 1 second
Did you
for me.
find it like that?
I think the only way I can do is through the email. You say you only use one email?
It's only me here in this apartment.
Slim and diet.
Maybe that's why I hadn't received anything.
Are you sure it's two P's in your email?
Yeah, that's my last name.
SHOUPP. Okay. And what was the name would have been in? I know you said it SHOUPP is the last name. What's the first name?
Faith, FAITH.
Okay.
And you got shopfaith1
Yes, ma'am.
At
for email.
gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the only one here. When that came out, I went to the bank, and they said it was from your company. She dialed the phone number, and it was y'all, Tito. That's what she found out. Let me open my computer and look at that. See if it gives me any other information.
Yeah, do that and see if you got there was another. Were your email keyed in wrong or something or what?
No, well, I don't know if somebody if they took it wrong or I don't remember. I thought I did everything on the line, but I thought I would get some more information back. I never did get anything back.
Okay.
I've got my computer. Let me open it, okay? Okay, let me go back here. All right. Yeah, it was $29.90 they took out. And it says, statement because MY or statement description. They got a phone number, withdrawal debit card, and.
Was she emailed the SHOUPP, Faith?
Well, it doesn't show it here. It says MYDET.
MYD.
D.
That's
and
my
then
diet. My diet. I already looked under that one.
Okay, and then they got a phone number 302-273-5836. It was taken out on the
first of June
of this month.
Okay.
And then it said withdrawal debit card. And then they gave me this number, 415-321-742-149.
All right, hold on a minute for me.
$29.90. It made my you know, I have such little bit before my Social Security, and it almost got me, because I wasn't planning on that coming out of my account. So I almost overdrawn with it. I mean, it was that low this month. And of course, I went up to the bank to see what in the world that was. Does this number sound familiar? 302-273-5836?
Five, eight, three, six. Hold on a second for me.
Okay. Because when she called, she said that was Vito. Is that your number?
Hold on a minute, ma'am.
Okay.
What you keep? S-H-O-U-P-P, Faith. S-H-O-U-P-P, Faith. 1@gmail.com. Continue to hold for me, ma'am. Okay, thanks for holding. Okay, it'll be 800-695-5045. Is that the number you have?
The number I have on the on my bank is 302-273-5836. And the number I just called you is
excuse me.
Bless you. All right, I just called, which I found the number on your website was 1-800-695-5045. That I just called that.
Okay,
and y'all call me back.
Yeah, that's the number. 800-695-5045. Yes, ma'am. That's it. Just
so you don't have
locating the account.
Do you have this number 302-273-5836? Is this a good number to y'all?
That's your, no, ma'am, I don't know about that number. I do know about the other one that you called with the 4-5 on the end.
Yeah. This one's in, yeah. There's only one Keto, isn't it?
Yes, ma'am. It's Keto Diet, Keto Slim. What does it say on your card? What name is listed on your card?
Faith E. Shupp.
Faith E as in Edward, Emma.
And Shupp, Shoupp.
Let me try that with the sharp in the end. I mean, with the E in the middle. I didn't do it with the E. Let me see that. PP. Okay, what's the company name that's listed to on the charge?
It says MYD7ET.
MYD, MYD, seven. Number 7ET. And that's the name of the company listed.
Well, it just says, it just says statement description, and it has this, and then it gives this phone number 302-273-5836.
Okay, so it was taken. That's where you see the charge at. What is listed? What's the name of the company listed?
Well, I'm telling you, it's MYDET.
Oh,
what it says.
That don't sound like a company name. It doesn't say keto diet or keto slim.
No, it doesn't say anything. Mike, the bank called this phone number and they said keto. I'll try calling this number, see what I can find out. This is strange. Do you have another line there that you can dial this number while you have me on the line?
Okay, all right, hold on a second.
Put me on hold and dial this number and see how they answer.
Okay, what's the number?
302-273-5836.
302-273-5836?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's the number listed on the bill?
It's listed on my bank account.
Okay.
You know, when you have a statement, you know, when you're looking at your bank where they've taken out the money and you click on that and it comes up this.